Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 24, 1976, in Melbourne, Australia.
To be jnani, try to speak out, is better than to be karmi. The jnanis, they are trying to study Vedanta to find out what is the end. So that is better than being karmi.
Yes.
Even if they don't know the answer, they're trying to speak out.
No, that answer is that must be with the Supreme.
But again, they must come back to it. It's not complete liberation.
That means not complete knowledge.
So they've also stopped. Ended in Brahma.
Arujya kuchena param satam satam. Patanti adha. Anadhyadishmukam.
Practically, Srila Prabhupada, we see that we're dealing mostly with karmi, not with jnani, in our preaching.
Yeah.
And they're simply interested in some immediate
for me,
satisfaction.
Not. Vikarmi. For me, vikarmi or karmi. We're dealing with vikarmi.
Vikarma. Prohibited action.
Yeah. Karmi will not do anything sinful.
Nunam pramatta kuru te vikarma.
Vikarma, yes.
So why do we call them karmi?
Vikarmi, opposite karmi.
Respectfully, no karmi. Sinful.
Sinful activity. This guilty. Vikarma, therefore they will be punished in different forms of life. Therefore you find so many species of life. This is punishment. But Maya has started that thinking we are happy. It's like this tree is a punishment, but it has no sense that this is punishment.
This is happy.
Standing happily for 5,000 years.
Drinking only water.
Stand here for 5 hours, he'll feel most uncomfortable. But they are standing for 5,000 years, no uncomfortable. This is punishment. Punishment is there, but unaware. Everyone is like that. Anyone in the material world, they are being punished in different degrees, but unaware. That is Maya's grace. But although he is punished, he cannot understand.
So they answer that if they're happy, then what's wrong with that?
Yeah, that class you are, yes. You gone with that happiness. But we are not satisfied. You are rascal, we are happy in that way. But we are not. That is the difference between you and me.
Happiness of the fool.
Yeah.
Sometimes they say that pain is part of life.
Yes, they let them say it because they will have to suffer. Unless they think like that, how they will suffer?
How about on the hellish planet? Do they know they're suffering there?
It's like the animal waiting is nothing. And for a man to show the way to Sabita. So there are different degrees of consciousness. Even a child feels the effort by seeing the way. As the animal actually being waved. That is the difference.
Either they take the Shastra or the Shastra.
There is no question of Shastra. It is Shastra. When there is no Shastra, then there is Shastra. Argumentum baculum. When there is no logic, give him wit. All these, they are awaiting, weeping. They are being waved. Prakitek Sriramanani, Gunai Paramanani.
How can we make them understand they're suffering? How can we make them understand they're being punished?
You can understand provided you have got the sense. If you have nonsense, you cannot understand.
So
you cannot understand means you are nonsense. That is the difference between sense and nonsense that I already given the example. The same way to the animal, it is no suffering. Now for a man, simply by seeing it is suffering. It is a question of sense. That is the difference between man and animal. The animal cannot understand that he is suffering. Man can understand. That is different. If you do not understand, then you are an animal. Now here it is clearly said, Janamitra Jarabhyadi Dukkha Dushanu Darshana. This is unhappiness. And if you think, oh, is there unhappiness in dying? Then you are an animal. The animal is taken to the slaughterhouse. He is not disturbed. He's eating grass very peacefully. That is the animal life. If you do not understand what is unhappiness, then you are animal. You are not human. But is unhappiness just a fact to remain in a tight bag for 10 months, if you have no sense, what is it? And still being killed, is it not unhappiness? And if you say, where is unhappiness? Then you are a stone. Bhagavad Gita says, Janma is Siddharabha. Janma is unhappiness. First of all, you have to remain 10 months in a packed up bag, and that also risky, your mother will kill you. And still you say, it is not unhappiness, then what is happiness? You are so dull that you see there is no unhappiness in birth. Practically you see.
They're so nonsense, they say, well, I can't remember.
But therefore say something. Animal. Nonsense means animal. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
They think we're funny, they think they're funny.
Hare Krishna.
The difference between animals and therefore, if one is not spiritually advanced or has no spiritual sense, he is animal. He is not human. Saiva Gokhara. The verdict is already there. Sahib, a goat. He is nothing, no better than the cows and asses.
The devotee thinks that he's more unhappy than the karmis because he knows he's unhappy.
That means he's not a devotee.
He's not a devotee.
Yeah. He's not a devotee. Devotee means the first time he'll be happy. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. If he's not Prasanna Atma, he's a rascal. He has not entered even devotional life. He's outside. That is the test. That is Dhruva Maharaj. When he saw Vishnu said, everything is all right. I told him. Namin Kitar. That is all. And if he is still in want or unhappiness, that means he has no spiritual life at all. He's simply making it so.